may not have those here.
No, we don't. In the mountains, you would have rock fences.
All right. If you wanted to make a hen start laying, do you know what you would put in her nest to fool her?
Put a dummy egg.
Okay. And do you know what it would be made of?
Well, my mother always had the donning eggs, which would look an egg that was white and looked like china, and they would use those when socks were donned.
So you would
which
call...
Which is something is not being done today.
So if you used those two words together, you'd say you had a...
Donning egg.
No, not darning, but the material. You said it was made of... It looked like...
China.
So a
China egg.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Let's see. What do you carry water in from the well?
A pail.
Okay. What's that
made of? A bucket.
What are they made of?
Well, it could... Mainly galvanized metal.
Mm-hmm. Are pail and bucket the same thing?
Yes.
Okay. Then what would you carry the food out to the hogs in?
Well, you slop the hog, so you'd be a slop bucket.
Mm-hmm. And what is the thing that you fry eggs in?
A frying pan.
And did you ever see one with legs on it that you'd use in the fireplace?
Yes.
Do you know a name for that?
No, I don't.
Have you heard of called spider?
I don't think so.
I don't know what part of the country that's from.
I don't think so.
What about a container like that pretty cut glass one over there for putting flowers in?
I'm trying to think of the name of that jar. It has a special name.
Oh, well, I guess I want just a very common name for something you'd put
just
flowers in.
Just a vase.
Mm-hmm. And then something that had a plant growing in it, like the one behind you, you'd call a...
Pot.
Okay. Then let's see if the, no, what are the eating utensils that you set at each plate?
Knife, fork, spoon.
Mm-hmm. And if
you're really taking me to school, aren't you?
Well, you know, we need to hear what your words are for all these things. If you have more than one knife, you have two.
Two knives.
Mm-hmm. And if the dishes are all dirty, you say you have to?
Wash the dishes.
And after she washes the dishes, to get the soap off, she?
Rinses them.
Mm-hmm. You know, some people say wrenches them. That's the reason for that particular question. What do you call a dish or rag that you might use? A dish or rag, a cloth or rag that you would use in washing your dishes.
A dish rag.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call the one you dry with?
The drying cloth.
And you would wash your face with a?
Wash rag.
And after bathing, you dry yourself off with a
towel.
And then at the sink, you turn to get the water out.
Turn the faucet.
What would you call it if it were outside and you hook your hose to it?
Yes, spigot.
What would you call it if it were on a large container, maybe a water cooler, and it had a little thing that you turn?
I know what you mean.
Faucet or spigot?
Faucet or spigot, yes.
Either one?
Either one.
All right. It was so cold last night that our water pipes froze and...
Burst.
And if you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would...
Burst.
Mm-hmm. People used to buy flour in a big wooden container called a...
Flour came in sacks, didn't it?
Well, this is even before that, I guess.
Well, they used to put them in a wooden container.
Oh, I see. Well, what would the wooden container
be? They had cupboards in the kitchen.
Well, this is in the store, though. The flour would be in a bin.
In a bin.
Well, it's round, and they would dip it out. Crackers in it, too.
You're talking about a barrel? I've never seen flour in a barrel.
Really?
Never.
Uh-huh. Did they have crackers in the barrels?
Oh, yeah. Crackers and pickles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Pickles. Yeah, I have to remember
Heinz's
that.
Good old sweet pickles.
Uh-huh. And then what's a smaller kind that has nails in it?
Kegs.
And what is the metal band that runs around the barrel to hold the staves in?
Well, it's strapping, but it's referred to, it's got a special name.
Well, children would roll them along with a stick.
Oops.
Mm-hmm. Do you know what molasses used to come in large quantities?
Barrels.
Did it
barrels
come?
Barrels of molasses.
Did it? How about lard?
Lard came in tubs.
Hmm.
And nail kegs are a thing of the past. All nails now come in